part of what we do here at Kinship Radio is we really want to keep you informed of what's happening in our culture so that we can continue with our mission statement, and that's proclaiming that Jesus is Lord through worship in the Word. And I know that you resonate with that. But there have been times that some of those freedoms we enjoy in mass communication have become a little bit more tenuous, and we like to let you know when that happens. Well, to that end, I'm pleased to invite to our microphones Troy Miller, President and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters, an Association of Christian Communicators. But more importantly to me, he's a friend and a good brother in Christ who has a great love for the gospel. Troy, welcome to Kinship Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be with you today.
I think this is maybe one of the first times that you've joined us on Kinship Radio. So give us a little bit of a background on the National Religious Broadcasters. We call it NRB for short. Tell us a little bit about how the NRB got started and what role it plays today.
Well, actually, just a few weeks ago, NRB celebrated its 80th anniversary. It was started back in 1944 when radio was the chief medium just coming onto the landscape for the public sector, and there was a group of pastors who saw radio as a way to communicate the gospel and to help disciple the church. But along came another group that said, hey, we want to decide who gets on radio, how long they can talk, what they can do. So this group got together, a group of pastors got together first at a convention in Cleveland, and then finally at a convention at Moody Church in Chicago, and formed the National Religious Broadcasters Association to protect the First Amendment rights, the freedom of religion rights, the freedom of speech rights for Christian broadcasters and today Christian communicators to do what God has called them to do in the public sector. And NRB has been doing that for 80 years. And of course, now we live in a little more complicated world. We have radio, we have television, we have satellite. And, of course, we have all of these digital platforms over the Internet, and NRB works hard up on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., looking at legislation that's coming through, looking at regulatory changes, looking at things that are coming through the courts to keep the airwaves open to Christian communicators so, again, they can do the ministry God has called them to do in the public sector.
So one of the things I really appreciate about you and your team, Troy, is that you really keep us up to date on some significant things that happen in the world of communications here in the United States and around the world. So recently, we got a bulletin from the NRB that said, you know, the FCC is making an unfavorable move with a very significant media group. Who are the players in this situation, and why is that important to us, ordinary Christian radio listeners?
Yeah, it's important to us because, you know, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is supposed to, they're the ones that execute the regulatory controls on the industry, and they're the supposed to be the folks that do all the check and balance in this, but they've, from time to time, depending on who's leading them, has shown some favoritism. And so what's happening here is there was a large radio group, about 200-plus stations, found themselves into some financial trouble. And guess what? A group funded by the billionaire George Soros came in to bail them out. And that's okay. That's just business, right? Business 101.
Sure.
They see an opportunity in there. But the thing about it is George Soros, this is a foreign owned entity. So this is an entity that operates outside of the United States, and there's a number of rules that when a foreign-owned entity wants to buy communication platforms and systems within the U.S., they have to go through a certain set of regulatory checks and balances to see what's going on there. And with this particular situation, this was approved by the bankruptcy court that the radio station was in, and that's okay. But then they have petitioned the FCC for a waiver on all of these foreign checks that the FCC would normally do. And the FCC, current FCC chairwoman, has said that they're in favor of granting this waiver. And what's interesting about this, Jennifer, is the fact that the FCC over the last several years has really been pushing hard what they call this foreign entity or foreign entity regulations, which tells all of us who are radio owners or radio program producers whether or not there are foreign entities involved in your production or your programming.
That's right.
And now all of a sudden the FCC is saying, well, we can do that all the later date. The court approved this. The bankruptcy court has approved this merger, this buyout. We can do all that at a later time. And you have to ask yourself, why is the FCC fast-tracking this purchase of these 200 stations, particularly by a group that has been known to interfere in the U.S. and elections process and a lot of the U.S. institutions here? Why is the FCC, which is controlled, it's a democratically controlled FCC, why are they go ahead and approve this waiver and allow this to happen with just 30-some days, 35-some days before our national election?
Why indeed? Well, it certainly is an item for prayer, and we are so thankful that we have the national religious broadcasters looking out for our First Amendment rights as Christian communicators. So, Troy, come back tomorrow and we'll talk a little bit more about what we can do as Christian radio listeners in response to some of these actions on a national level. Thanks again, Troy.
Well, thanks for having me today.